How do you feel about spiders? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I'm not a huge spider person, honestly. They sort of creep me out, especially when you see them and then you don't see them, or if they're the quick little spiders that like skirt around and they're unpredictable and just they freak me out. But on the other hand, I don't mind the big daddy long leg spiders. They are predictable. They can't move that fast. You can pick them up and move them out of the room or throw them out the door or whatever if they're getting kind of shifty. But either way, I think they're kind of cute. Regardless of how you feel about spiders or how I feel about spiders, we will be talking about them in today's Devo, God of Spiders, by A.W. Smith. How do you feel about spiders? Many people have strong opinions about these web-making creatures. They often inspire fear or disgust. But the reality is, although some spiders' venom can cause pain or illness to humans, most spiders are harmless to large beings like us. In fact, there are a lot of things we can appreciate about spiders. They construct beautiful webs of silvery strands connected to make a lacy pattern which sparkle with dewdrops in the morning sun. They also do some important pest control because their diet includes insects. We can be thankful that the presence of spiders means there will be fewer bugs that can sting or bite us, or eat the plants we rely on for food, or carry diseases that could be spread to humans or animals. Spiders have a purpose. Just like all other animals, plants, etc., we find in our world, God made everything good. But when sin came into the world, it changed things. All that God made good was bound to death and decay. That's why now there are bugs that can bite or sting us and diseases that make us sick. But it will not always be this way because Jesus came into our broken world and he faced death head on for us. He died for our sins and then he rose from the grave, declaring victory over sin and all its effects, including death and decay. One day, Jesus will return and make all things new, and everything that has been warped by sin will be made right again. Then spiders won't be scary to us anymore, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain, as we read in Revelation 21 verse 4. On that glorious day, the baby will play safely near the hole of the cobra. Yes, a little child will put its hand in a nest of deadly snakes without harm. Nothing will hurt or destroy, as we read in Isaiah 11, 8-9. So think about the creatures you're unsure of. How might they play an important part in God's world? When we take the time to notice how everything is good for something, it can help us marvel at the greatness of God and all he has made. We can rest in God's role as creator and in his promise to one day restore all his creation to the way he intended it to be. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What is your favorite creature? What about your least favorite creature? What good might these creatures bring to the world? Consider taking a moment to thank God for that good work and for his promise to one day make all things new, free from sin and death. As you and I can read in Genesis 1:31, then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 1:20-31, Isaiah 11:6-9, and Romans 8:18-25, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Wasn't today's Devo unique? If you have ideas for Devos of your own, head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about all new things with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.